Yeah, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of that one sports show you love to turn up until your nose bleeds buttermilk. Ladies and gentlemen, KBMF presents Rocks Jocks. I am the Metal Man, superhero, leaper of Gallus Frames. I also like to swim the Berkeley Pit, lap after lap after lap, regaining my power and becoming the superhero known as Metal Man. I'm also the 1974 state hoop shoot free throw champion, the whole state of Montana. And I'm a proud pitcher on the KBMF 102.5 or Horseshoe Club. Tonight could be all Hillary'd out, rained out. As last week we prevailed once again, so I'll have to brag about that because that doesn't happen too often. Yours truly going 3-1. Yes, sir, Bobberoni. I think we won like two last week because we had to finish one because of the rain 2 weeks ago. Can you believe the rain in August? I don't complain because I can play in the rain just as I can play in the sun. I'd rather play in the rain. All right. Let's go to the local love. Talk about the Butte Central Maroon football team who are about ready to play this Friday night. With 35 players going out for football, they only have five seniors. Could be a long season for the Maroons, but they got their quarterback back. And that's, you know, the biggest hurdle right there. So the Maroons look for them to maybe start a little slow, but end up rolling like gangbusters as the younger players get to know the offense and defense and whatnot and what fours of high school football. And they could make the playoffs because you never know. In Class A football, you can be like 4-6 and still make the playoffs. So good luck to the Maroons over across town to Butte High. It's going to be a pass-happy, wild and rocking season over there in Butte High in the Ranchi Stadium as the Bulldogs look to win a state title this year with their high-vamped, high-octane, pass-happy offense. And the Butte people are just going to love coming out for these games this season. That's for sure. The Butte High Bulldogs are in the running for the state title this year, and we will be rooting them on for sure. Up the hill to Montana Tech. Last year, very disappointing end to a very hopeful season. This year, the hope is high again as the Tech Ore Diggers look to maybe bring home a national title. We'll talk more about Montana Tech next week as they get ready to play their first game. Butte High plays at Billings West this Friday night. So there's only one game in town. That's up at Bob Green Field, Butte Central, Friday night against Ronan. Let's all go up there and have a Butte type of Butte Central rock and roll party. How's that sound? All right. The NFL's in its going into its last week of preseason, which is a good thing. Because by now, preseason kind of gets a little old. A little not as fun as it used to be. And you're just hoping that your favorite players on your favorite teams don't get hurt. It's my first season without being a Washington rooter, Washington football team, Washington Commander, Washington Redskin. It's my first year of thumbing my nose at him because I will not root for another game with Ron Rivera as coach, and I vowed that after the Cleveland game last year. I followed Taylor Heineke to Atlanta, and that's where I'm going. So I'm a Falcon this year, and hopefully Taylor has a great year, takes the team to the Super Bowl, and I can go na-na-na-na-na-na, and Ron Rivera gets fired. Maybe I can go back to being a Redskin because I smell in the future that the Redskin name will be coming back. You heard it here first, but that's going to be happening, I'm sure, in the near future. All right, it's time to get my Hainer hair out of here and do a little horseshoe pitching. in the rain. It don't matter to me as long as there's no lightning, right? All right. If you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter, won't you? And even though it's raining out, it's still warm. So go outside and play. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the sporting metal man, a walking, talking rock and roll sports encyclopedia. Till next week. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rock Jocks. Don't forget to listen to my rock and roll show on Saturday night, prime time at 8 p.m. Metal Shop Radio Show, now in its 38th year, breaking your neck. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I'm the Metal Man. Peace, love, rock and roll.